Blog Talk Radio.
Starring Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Own it on Blu-ray. Live from Houston, Texas, where pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. It's Money for Lunch, where truth and justice are always on the menu. Welcome the handsomest man on the radio, Bert Martinez.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to a very sharp individual, Cena Sharp. And I'm excited to have her. We're going to be talking about competitive intelligence. Cena Sharp is a pioneer establishing one of the very first competitive intelligence firms in the U.S. Cena, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bert.
All right, so tell me, what is a competitive intelligence firm?
Competitive intelligence is a $50 word that makes money or saves money every time for a business. Now, I know that sounds like hype, but think about what it is when you're buying a car or a computer or a big screen TV. You don't just go out and buy it based on what you think. You know, most people will do some research, whether it's checking with Consumer Reports or other respected sources, talking to friends or colleagues, checking out chat rooms. So the question is, do you do the same thing when you're making decisions for your business? You know that if you went out and made a purchase and it doesn't work out, it's usually because you didn't find out what you needed to know ahead of time. And that's what market intelligence and competitive intelligence does.
Gotcha. Now, I know that you speak all over. I mean, you speak globally on this particular topic. You've written numerous business publications, including one for the Harvard Business Review, and you also have a book out called is it Competitive Intelligence Advantage? How to Minimize Risk and Avoid Surprises and Grow Your Business in a Changing World. Man, that's a huge title.
Right.
But I like the way you put it. You know, I like that because it's how to minimize risk. Owners love to minimize risk. How to avoid surprises. Man, don't we all love to avoid surprises? And most importantly, grow your business in this ever-changing environment. So, you know, I like the way you put that together.
And there really are so many opportunities, even in today's environment. People, you know, think, oh, because the economy's bad, you know, nobody's buying or anything, and that absolutely is not true. When you give customers what they want, they will buy from you. And that's true whether it's business to business, business to consumer, nonprofit, and educational. People will buy the things that have meaning to them or that are important to them. I mean, just look at, as I said, even though it's true in business to business, think about the world we live in. There are so many new restaurants, even today. Now, really, do we need more restaurants? Aren't there enough restaurants in our communities or nearby? But no, there are new restaurants opening up because people feel they're offering something that's better or different than what exists. And the ones that are better or different, the ones that resonate with customers, will grow a business. And the ones that don't keep up won't. And it's the same thing whether you're in the automotive aftermarket business or you're doing coming up with some kind of fabric or any other product or service. It works the same way. Now, the marketing part is very difficult, but that's a separate issue. The point is you have to keep up with change, and when you do, when you're aware of what's going on, you will resonate with customers. And that's what market intelligence does. It keeps you current with what's changing, with objective, external, current, accurate information, not what we think.
Right. I love that. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to dive into your book a little bit. Chapter 4 of your book is Why Fixating on Competitors is Misguided. Isn't that the purpose of business, to beat your competition?
I know. Isn't that? I mean, everybody thinks that's true. But again, customers care far less about the competition than companies do. It's not that we're unaware of competition, but we're far more focused on getting what we want. And the thing that companies fail to recognize is that business is not a zero-sum game where one company wins and the other company loses. That's true in sports and politics, but not in businesses. You can have dozens, hundreds, thousands of companies in the same industry, and they're all successful, perhaps at different levels, but they're all successful. They're all moving ahead and making money. So it's better to focus on the customers, what's changing, what they want, what they'll buy, than what your competitors are doing. Now, you have to be aware of
I want to say something on that, because that's true. I like the fact that you put that out there like that, because it's very true. It reminded me of the fact that we as consumers may shop at multiple businesses that on some level compete with each other, but we're going to give our dollars to let's say two or three businesses. For example, we may go to Walmart for certain items, and then we may go to let's say a shoe store for specific shoe items. Now, Walmart, as you know, sells shoes; they sell everything. But as a consumer, you know, this goes kind of more of a branding issue. You know, that consumer may think, "Hey, Walmart is where I get my huge bags of dog food at, and then when I'm done there, I'm going to go down the street and buy my running shoes." And so you're right. One, you know, three or four businesses may share that customer's dollar bill, so to speak.
Your example is a great one of businesses that are competing against each other but wouldn't be considered competitors. A shoe store, a Nine West, for example, would not consider Walmart to be competitive in the shoe space. And yet most women will have shoes at many different price points. So you may pay $100 for one pair, and you may be very happy paying $20 for another pair. So it's not only the price points, but it's also where you go. So customers will go where they think they can find what they want, and they don't view the competitive landscape the same way that businesses do.
Right. No, and I love that. I think that you're right. I think that as businesses go, people get, you know, the captains of industry, so to speak, have that misguided view of competition instead of focusing, as you said, on the customer, learning more about your customer. How can you serve that customer? That's really where that's really where it counts. I mean, ultimately, it's how are you interacting with your customer?
Right, and it's very interesting because companies that are B2B, that are selling from one business to another business and not to the customer, so, you know, like, for example, a company that's in automotive aftermarket products, they will sell to automotive manufacturers, for example. They don't realize that what's going on in the consumer world is very similar to what's going on in the business-to-business world, that people behave and think the same. And so they should really be aware of what they are doing in their everyday life, what they see in the world around them, whether it's in their community or in their state or even in their country, and see what's happening, because it will also apply to their business-to-business product or service.
Hey, Sina, hold on the line a second. We got to take a short break. Speaking of competition, we got to pay some of our bills. I don't know if that's the right segue, but we're going to be right back talking about competitive intelligence with expert Sina Sharp after this quick word from Geico.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Okay, we are back. We are talking to Sina Sharp, an expert in the area of competitive intelligence. She is a global speaker. She has written a book on the subject, and it is called Competitive Intelligence Advantage: How to Minimize Risk, Avoid Surprises, and Grow Your Business in a Changing World. So, Sina, let me ask you this. Can you give our listeners some tips for doing their own research, staying current, and gaining their own competitive advantage?
Right. First of all, they can always come to us because we are a company that continues to do that. But for those of you who want to do it on your own, and we all want to do some of this on our own, the first
Absolutely.
Thing that most people do is go to Google. I go to Google. But let me just make you aware that Google is not a good resource for business information. It's good for many other things, but not business information. If you want to look at something that's very broad like Google, that type of search engine, better off going to Google News or to Bing, which is Microsoft's a complement or a competitor to Google News. It's going to give you a little bit more business information, even though it's not going to give you a lot of specificity. It's not going to give you a lot of depth, but you may just find what you need. That might be sufficient. I strongly encourage you, read your trade publications. Every single industry has anywhere between 30 and 300 or even 1,000 different publications that are constantly looking for and printing articles on what is current, what is relevant, what you need to know about your business. Even if you only scan them, you will know far more about what is changing and what is current than you do before. And the reason that's so important is what's changing and current is what's happening today and emerging tomorrow. That's the only time you're going to be in business. It doesn't make any difference what's happened in the past. You've got to always be looking at what is changing and what is true today. So find out your trade publications and read them. It could be Pizza Marketing, Chemical and Engineering News, Packaging Digest, Healthcare Finance. And then also look at industry newsletters. They're much more specific and more current because it takes less time for them to come up with it. So it could be Small Bank Newsletter, Marketing to Women, Electro Manufacturing, Agroplastics Report. There are directories in virtually every library that will list all of these. Just call up and ask for a sample issue, because only sometimes do you get all the information online. There are some publications that will put their entire publication online. Others will only put a few of the articles, and some of them will not put any of it at all except for a table of contents, and you have to subscribe. If you're starting a new business or if you're doing any kind of strategic planning or any kind of planning in general, get a prospectus on any company in that industry. Even, you know, if you're a new company or small company, find another company in that space, because a prospectus is a fabulous source of information on risk factors. A prospectus is required by the SEC for all companies to reveal the necessary information for investors, and it must be accurate. It cannot be any kind of PR hype that a company might put out in other ways. And so the SEC requires it be comprehensive and accurate. Every prospectus has a section called risk factors, and it lists usually a dozen or two dozen risk factors that you might not even think about for your industry. It might have to do with weather or raw materials or a whole host of other areas. So that's a very good way to consider other aspects that you might not have. And finally,
you know what? I love that idea of going to a prospectus or to a an SEC report and really doing your homework. I think it's a great idea. I think that tip alone is probably worth tens of thousands of dollars to somebody who applies it and you know, digs in there. Listen, we're running short on time, but I know you have a website, www.shopsharpmarket.com, and this is your company website, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you're also a speaker, is that correct?
Yes, I speak and I write. So if any company, if you bring in speakers or you have a business event, I will just really make you so aware of what today's reality is and how you can seize competitive advantage immediately, regardless of the size of your business or what industry you're in.
I love it. I love your energy, Sina. Thank you so much for being on the show. Guys, check her out at sharpmarket.com if you need a speaker, or maybe you need to get some insights or information on trends or competitive insights. Sina Sharp, sharpmarket.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bert.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.